Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
It is most important that my business is successful. That's it. That's my number one priority, and that I'm adding value to lives of millions.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Heard of crowdfunding and still curious about how you can benefit from it? Well, we've got a step-by-step guide put together just for you by the best ever team and Patch of Land, the industry's leading crowdfunding experts. The best crowdfunding crash course ever, episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173 will provide you all you need to know to get started and begin benefiting immediately. Whether it's getting access to funds for your project or passively investing in other people's deals, the time is now to get started with Patch of Land. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever.
Well, hi there, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. Today is Sunday, May 24th. And I would like to talk to you about a very important question that everybody must answer multiple times in their life. And that is, how do we know when it's time to make a change? Whenever there's a major change, let's say a major change, how do we know when it's time to make a major change in our life? And yeah, I've been going through a couple major changes in my life, one of which is, well, I am currently broadcasting out of a fairly empty East Village apartment in New York City, because one major change that I've decided to make is I'm packing up my stuff and moving to Cincinnati, because that is where, as a loyal best ever listener, I'm sure you know, that's where I have an apartment community, and that's also where I have been working on a development deal for a good amount of time, and that is heating up, as well as some other opportunities in real estate. And it just made sense because I'm looking for a lifestyle change too. Been in New York for 10 years and it's time to move on. But that decision doesn't come lightly. And whether it's a big move, whether it's a relationship, whether it's, you know, a decision with a career move or a job, how do you know when it's time to make a major change? And you know, whenever I look at that, the answer to that question or the process, it's really a two-step process. And with those two steps that I've identified, I think these two steps that I use are going to be helpful for you when you look at, okay, wow, it's really these two questions that I need to ask myself. They're two powerful questions you need to ask yourself. And when you get the answers to these two questions, then you'll be able to have a crystal clear idea of what's your plan of action. So are you contemplating a major change? Do you anticipate some major changes in your life, whether you have a full-time job and you're looking to get into real estate full-time and become an entrepreneur, or whether you're looking to become a parent or not? And, you know, on the parent thing, I think that's a good analogy, because when you ask any parent, any psychologically stable parent, what their most important thing is in their life, they're going to say their kids. And that is something that I think as an entrepreneur with no children, I can relate to on a lesser degree. I'm not comparing having my own business being in the same regard as having kids, but there are some similarities in that when I have my own business and when you have your own business, you do not receive a paycheck from somebody else, right? You are responsible for the amount of money that you make based on the amount of value that you add to the world. And that is something that I've taken a look at since I've become an entrepreneur about 2.5 years ago, after I left my full-time job as a vice president at an advertising agency in New York City. And it has been an incredible learning experience. And that helped me kind of determine the approach that I take whenever I answer this question of how do we know when it's time to make a major change. So without further ado, let's talk about that. How do we know? Well, the first question, and there are only two, it's going to be a really straightforward process. The first question is to ask yourself, what's most important to me right now? And how do I prioritize those things? And you really need to make a list. At least I do. I make a list of top five things that are most important to me. And you might not be able to come up with five things, and that's okay. And in fact, that's probably even better, because it's better to kind of minimize the amount of priorities that you have in your life. That way you can focus. You know how Jay Papasan said in the interview that I had with him, say no to more things so you can focus on the most important thing that you want to do well. And that's why prioritization is so important. So first and foremost, ask yourself what's most important to you, and then rank them 1 to 3 or 1 to 5. And once you identify what's most important to you, that's going to be crystal clear. So I'll give you an example. Whenever I was in college at Texas Tech and I was an advertising major, I was looking at, okay, what is most important to me? Well, the most important thing is my career. It wasn't moving to Fort Worth or Dallas or Austin or Houston or staying comfortable. It wasn't getting a job. It was competing with the best of the best in advertising. Therefore, I wanted to move straight from Lubbock, Texas and at Texas Tech to New York City. And I worked at, you know, a Madison Avenue advertising agency right out of college. And the reason why is because my number one priority was to compete with the best of best in advertising in New York City. That was it. Very crystal clear vision. And I acted on that vision. When we have that crystal clear vision, we act on the vision, then we're able to accomplish some pretty darn incredible things. It's only whenever we don't have it crystal clear in our minds and the priorities, and we're not spending the time that we need to spend to deliver on that priority, that's when we get into trouble. And that's when we get behind on things. And that's whenever we get confused. And that's when we have a hard time making decisions on what should be the major step that I take and which direction should I go. Well, the reason why that's the case is because it's not prioritized in your mind. And there's a step two component to this as well, I'll get to in a second, that ties into the prioritization. But first and foremost, we must prioritize what's most important. So in my life, what I found, and the only reason I tell you about my life is because I think it can relate to your life, and there can be some lessons that can be applied from my life to your life. And in my life, as my career has evolved as an entrepreneur, it is most important that my business is successful. That's it. That's my number one priority, and that I'm adding value to lives of millions. That is my goal. People ask me, you know, what are you looking to accomplish? I am looking to become an influential entrepreneur who positively influences the lives of millions of people. pretty easy thing to do, right? Like, but what I want to do is, one is I want to be able to not only influence those lives, but I want to act on the vision that I have. And in order to act on it, I know that from a business standpoint, being in a market where I'm able to really get in on some deals, because right now I live in a money market. I heard in a seminar a while ago that we either live in a money market or we live in a deal market. And if you're in California, you're likely in a money market. And if you're in New York City, Miami, you're likely in a money market. But that's okay, because there's always people who have the deals. And a deal market might be a Tulsa or an Oklahoma City or a Kansas City, or maybe a Jacksonville, a Cincinnati, markets like that, where there are more deals and it's more about the return versus the long-term appreciation, and because the deals are so darn competitive.
Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever.
What I looked at when in my life, when we're talking about what's most important in priorities, it's for that to be my deals to be successful and to continue to grow the amount of deals that I do. And I've just built it's just an all-star team in Cincinnati, and I want to be able to really grow that even more and in the Midwest. So I felt that since my number one priority is the deals and growing my business, then I needed to be there in person to do it. Not to say that I couldn't have done it in New York, because I could, but I'm combining the priority of growing the business with the side thing of me just wanting a change in my life. I feel like I've reached a different stage in my life stage, and I'm less interested in living in the East Village, hanging out with, you know, kind of going to bars and on the weekends and having a fast and quick New York City lifestyle. And I'm looking more towards something else. And so it kind of just all came together. And the thing is, here's the beautiful thing about the decision that you make. The beautiful thing about the decision that you make is, once you make the decision, you will find different things that will reinforce the positive nature or the positive aspects of your decision. One of the books I like, it's called Stumbling on Happiness by Dan Gilbert. And he talks about how when we make a decision, when we're given different options and we finally decide which option we take, then we synthesize our happiness, in that we look for reasons to approve of the decision that we made because we've already made it. Now, if we have too many options, though, here's the problem. If we have too many options and we don't prioritize, so our brain's kind of scrambled and look at a lot of different things, then what happens is the opposite effect. We start regretting the decision because we start looking at all these different options and we become less satisfied with our decision. So the fewer options that we are given, the more satisfied we are with the decisions that we make. That's why it's so important. It's science, my friends. It's science. That's why it's so important to prioritize what you want and then make a decision based on that. Now, there's a second component to this. And the second component, so the first question is, what's the most important to you, and prioritizing that. And then the second component is a little bit deeper. So follow me on this, but I think we'll get it. What are you here on this earth to do? That's it. What are you here on this earth to do? So ask yourself, what am I here on this earth to do? And it's okay if you don't have an immediate answer, but what I challenge you to do is to write down what you think you're here on this earth to do. And if you are struggling with that, then an idea that I have for you is to, instead of write down what you think you're on this earth here to do, write down what you enjoy doing. If money were no object, what would you be doing with your life? And how would you be spending your time? Because when you come up with that list, you're going to get closer and closer to what you're on this earth here to do, because you're ultimately here on this earth, in my opinion, you're ultimately here on this earth to do things that you enjoy doing and that you have a special talent for, because you do have some special talent or multiple special talents. You're a best ever listener, for goodness sake. Of course you have multiple special talents. We all do. And it's important to identify what those are. And it's highly likely that that special talent ties into something that you are doing right now in some form or fashion. Whatever you do at night, whatever you do in the mornings, whatever you enjoy doing as a side project, and you just love it so much, what is that? What are you on earth here to do? Because when you're thinking about the major change, remember how this all ties back to how do you know when it's time to make a major change? When you're thinking about a major change in your life, you want to, one, prioritize what's most important to you. Is it job? Is it career? Is it family? Is it variety? Is it consistency? What's most important to you? And then what are you here on this earth to do? Because when you identify that, and if you just write down some things that what do you like to do, if you don't know what you're here on this earth to do, if you just write down what you like to do, then you'll be able to decide, okay, well, I'm here on this earth to, in my case, to influence millions of people in a positive way with professional and financial success. That's it. That's my goal. I want to influence millions of people and help them professionally and financially reach their goals. And I enjoy doing it. That's why I do this show. That's why I love having this show where I interview multiple, like hundreds of people. I've interviewed over 250 people, Barbara Corcoran, Robert Kiyosaki, this past Friday. And I do that so that they can share their message with you. And through my show, they can influence you in a positive way. And so when you think about your major changes in your life, those are the two questions to ask. What's the most important thing to you? Prioritize top three lists. Then what are you here on this earth to do? When you combine those two things, then I promise you're going to have a very crystal clear decision in your mind, because we're all terminally ill. You're terminally ill. I'm terminally ill. We're all going to die. That's a fate that we all share. So why the hell are we doing things that we're not here on this earth to do, that are unnatural and we don't like to do? Why are we doing things that aren't a priority for us, that are just more present in our life, but they are only present because they're louder than the more important things? Whenever I say that, I'm thinking of emails and just random emails that we want to follow up on as we get emails. But instead, why don't we turn that darn thing off and focus on the things that are top priorities? And it all comes from self-discipline. But first, it comes from strategy and identifying and going through this process. So definitely, if you haven't done it already, take out a piece of paper and right now, write down the question, what's the most important thing in my life? And list 1, 2, and 3. And then ask yourself, what am I here on this earth to do? And then if you don't know that answer, just simply write down the things, the activities that you enjoy doing, and then doing more of those things, and you'll get closer and closer to what are you on this earth to do. And that will evolve, by the way. That will continue to evolve as you go through and sample different life experiences. But you'll get a lot closer by going through this exercise, and you'll be in a very good spot whenever you come to the major fork in the road of how do I know when it's time to make a major change? How do I know? Well, you bust out this piece of paper and then you make a decision. I hope you're having a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I'm so darn grateful to have you as a best ever listener. If there's anything I can do to help you out, just tweet at me at Joe Fairless. Definitely subscribe in iTunes. Want to have a conversation with you on a daily basis through this show. So if you haven't subscribed already in iTunes, go ahead and do so. Talk to you soon.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.